Thanks, Brad. Good morning. Three large-scale power outages affecting nearly six dozen customers this morning. That outage began at 1 a.m. this morning, and while we haven't been told the cause, the outages have impacted three areas of Eureka, including visible outages along Highway 101 just north of Eureka. We'll bring you more info as this develops. Hazardous weather outlook is for Northwest California. Rain will transition to showers later this morning and continue through the day with colder air arriving this afternoon and evening. Clearing skies overnight will allow patchy frost to develop early tomorrow morning. Better chance for widespread frost to develop closer to the coast Friday morning. In Brookings this morning, hazardous winds are a cause for concern as winds move briskly 35 to 45 miles per hour with gusts 55 to 65. That impacts. Strong winds could make driving difficult for lightweight and high-profile vehicles on Highway 101. Loose, unsecured items may be blown around, and local power interruptions, they're possible. California Highway Patrol officers arrested 29-year-old Garberville resident Michael Peterson after he fled from a sheriff's deputy, then fled from CHP officers, and then crashed his truck, rolling 400 feet down a hillside on Dyersville Loop Road. The incident began when the deputy saw Peterson's truck parked in an area near the location of the Suddenlink vandalism on Blue Slide Road in Ferndale. When the deputy turned around to investigate, Peterson fled, leading the deputy on a high-speed chase toward Rio Dell. Peterson then ran a stop sign, getting onto Highway 101 southbound before turning onto Avenue of the Giants, weaving in and out of both lanes and driving dangerously enough that the deputy terminated the pursuit. CHP officers, who were on the way to assist, then spotted Peterson driving on Dyersville Loop Road and he fled once again, except this time he lost control of the truck and rolled down a hillside. Peterson suffered minor injuries and after treatment was booked into county jail, numerous charges including felony evasion and resisting arrest. Officers recovered drugs and a handgun from the truck, but there's no indication Peterson was involved in the Suddenlink vandalism at this time. More KINS News after this.
For many years now, Mazzotti's on the Plaza in Arcata has been a Humboldt County tradition when it comes to fine Italian dining. But did you know that Mazzotti's is also famous for its great steaks and seafood? So when at Mazzotti's, you have a choice. Authentic Italian food, steaks, seafood, or all three. Remember, when it's time to celebrate, go ahead. Live, love, and laugh at Mazzotti's on the Plaza Arcata, of course.
Two Eureka officers were injured during the arrest of a burglary suspect at the Bayshore Mall. Officers responded to the mall after receiving reports that a man suspected of stealing items from a business on Broadway was now at the mall. Officers confronted the man, 33-year-old Joseph Valenti, at a department store where he was witnessed stealing merchandise. Valenti fled on foot as he ran through the mall. He knocked over one officer who hit their head on the floor and who was later taken to St. Joseph Hospital for treatment. A second officer, a minor injury during the arrest as well, and Valenti was booked into county jail on charges of felony resisting, burglary, battery against a peace officer, and probation violation. Authorities now have surveillance video from a business on West Harris Street that caught the theft of a trailer full of wood on its cameras, and Eureka police are asking for the public's help in locating the suspects. The gray Jeep Cherokee backed up to the trailer, which was parked in the 900 block of West Harris, hooked it up and drove away with the trailer and wood. A second vehicle, described as an aquamarine colored sedan, is also being searched for. Both vehicles were last seen driving on Nevada Street in Eureka. Anyone with information about the incident or the suspects is asked to contact the Eureka Police Department. With the KINS of the news, I'm Anthony Mantova.